You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
And good afternoon. You're hanging out with two divas and a margarita. And I'm Diva Tosh.
And I am Diva Cass. And today we will be talking about kissing coworkers and office affairs. And we actually have a guest in the studio with us today. His name is Scott. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well.
And he has actually had a little fun in the office.
So. Dipped your pen in the company ink, huh?
No, it wasn't companies. It wasn't companies.
And let's just, I want to let our listeners know Scott is not his real name, but we agreed in order to come on the show, he wouldn't use his real name. So we're still happy to have him here, and I'll try to call him Scott.
It's like the start of a Law and Order episode. Names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Yeah, exactly.
Chung chung.
Okay, so before we even get to our topic today, our hot topic in the news, and this has been in the news for a couple of weeks now. I really wanted to kind of touch base on it. Usher Raymond and the herpes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not so good for him right now. I mean, so supposedly he settled a law case a few years back about a woman he supposedly gave herpes to.
Okay.
And so now there are more people coming out saying he gave them herpes. And so it's kind of looking a little...
Kind of like the Bill Cosby syndrome.
I was just going to say it's the new Bill Cosby syndrome, yeah.
You know, I know Usher didn't do it. Because
of course not.
Usher wouldn't do that.
Nope.
But, you know...
Which is what they said about Bill Cosby.
Exactly. I'm just saying that. Jello man, you know?
I heard,
putting my business where it doesn't belong.
He's the Jello and pudding man.
Let me welcome Dave. Dave is our engineer in here. He'll be the fourth voice you hear. Hi, Dave. How are you?
I am phenomenal.
We're glad to have you.
I heard the topic and I invoked owner's privilege and I'm here to run your show.
We love having you.
We can't have a show.
Tosh, what do you think about this?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know much about the situation, but I did see that press conference that I can't think of her name, so I'm gonna call her Felicia.
Okay.
Where she said that she was at a concert celebrating her birthday. She had a crown on and she got picked out of the crowd because of her birthday crown. Uh-huh. And she went backstage.
She was chosen.
She was the chosen one. And he asked for her number and then he called her from a block line and asked what hotel room she was staying at. Here's my thing. Mm-hmm. Once you answer that call and you invite him to the hotel room, you participated in it just as much as he did.
Do you think he should have told her he had herpes? We don't know for sure, but if he did have herpes, if he
you
does
know what?
Have herpes.
Put it this way. She didn't know him prior to that night. So in my opinion, she...
Oh, I assure you, she knew who Usher was.
Well, she knew who Usher was, but she didn't know him personally enough to get intimate with him prior to that night. So she opened herself up to whatever came into territory.
Okay, I agree. She did.
So to speak.
So to speak, right. Yeah. Exactly. And it's unfortunate that came with the territory, but if you didn't think to ask?
See, I heard she's lying and he don't got nothing. So he's...
That's a mess.
I know. Honestly, I heard that he's working on a countersuit because he doesn't have it. And supposedly, the mother of the young lady said her daughter's a scammer.
So you're saying that you believe Usher didn't do it either.
I mean, they got
picked. Because you love him like I do.
No, I don't love Usher. I'm just keeping it real. Like they said she got pictures with all kind of famous people. So.
Oh, so she might be...
So again, she knew who Usher was.
If mama said she a scammer, then she a scammer.
She's trying to get that check.
But that doesn't account for the other two people that have come, you know.
Well, he's putting together a countersuit. So, I mean, all you got to do is take a test. And if you ain't got it.
Yeah.
You ain't got it.
But what if he does?
He's hit up.
He better write the check then.
A big check.
He a damn fool.
A let's keep quiet check.
I'll make a song about it. Confessions.
Number three.
That's right. He didn't have herpes. He had himpes. That's
Well, there you have it. We'll have to wait, sit back and see what happens with this Usher herpes situation. So, you know, Usher, good luck to you. And good luck to anybody who may have gotten it from Usher. I don't know. Well, what do you say to that?
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah, is there luck involved?
I mean, you got to work it out.
I got okay. no words for that.
So our topic today is kissing coworkers and office affairs. And according to a recent survey of 8,000 workers by the job search website career.com, 4 out of 10 employees have dated someone at work. 17% have done it twice. It makes perfect sense. There are more singles in the workforce than ever before, spending more than half their waking hours on the job. So, you know, I'm going to be honest. I have dated a coworker. How about you, Tosh?
No.
Never?
Nope.
Never?
And dated a coworker.
How about you, Dave?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Dated a coworker.
How are we defining dated?
I mean, you.
How are you?
That was my
question. How are you defining dating, Dave?
Dated, or you just, you know.
Banged a coworker.
Hung out.
Okay. Well, dating, period. You met this person at work. It somehow became a relationship. Maybe not dated. So maybe dating isn't the word. I mean. And apparently, Scott, you have dated or hung out with a coworker.
Yeah, we hung out for a while. In quotations.
You hung out for a while. Okay, so, you know, they always you always hear these things. You should never date a coworker. You should never get involved with a coworker. It can be really risky. But it does make sense to actually date a coworker.
100% sense.
Well, I mean, and you have the phenomenon, and I've talked to this, you know, I've talked over this with friends before, where you have somebody like on the outside of life, let's say you would think that they're around a six, mm-hmm. but then there's work hot, where yeah. like the more you're around somebody, they just become more and more attractive because you get to know them, you're yes. around them all the time, nah, 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 and it's, you know, it's a thing.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And you're at work a lot. And we yep. kind of touched base on this in another one of our podcasts is why we did the show today because this coworker thing, I mean, look, we are now hearing about a work spouse. So, you know, you've heard that's my work husband, the work wife.
Yeah, I shut that down. No work spouses. That's your friend.
But it's a thing, and it came about some kind of way. You know, there's a person at work of the opposite sex that you may hang out with, you go to lunch with, you spend more, you confide in, you spend more time with them, and everybody in the office knows or, you know, comes up with, oh, that's his work wife. That's so, Scott, I want to go to you because this is really interesting. You were... If you were not in a relationship, is it safe to say you were banging a coworker?
Smashing.
I don't use those terms, so.
Well, what would you call it?
See, it kind of happened a couple times.
Once in my, a couple times, more than
I
once?
I mean, like once in my youth yeah. and once as like more of an adult.
Okay.
See, when I was in college, I used to talk to, we used to work on the building, and mm-hmm. then there were some girls that worked in the reservation department.
Okay, so, you tell know, us about it.
Yeah. They would see that one girl would see me mm-hmm. and, you know, walk by. Mm-hmm. And then she asked her friend about me. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we started hanging out with okay. quotations.
He said that know. With quotations. Yeah.
Yeah. He's big on quotes.
Those don't really work on like audio. just so you know. So you really have to stress that out.
Yeah. I got to quote it. Quotations.
So you start hanging out and it led to sex.
Yeah. He don't use that term.
I don't use that term.
Sex is sex.
Yes, we had sex, and it happened numerous times.
Okay. Did you do it at the job?
Is your buddy Bill Clinton? Yeah. Like, can you define the word is?
Understand the word. Can you define the word sex?
Sex is sex.
I did not.
Yeah. So you had sex more than once with this girl?
Yeah, I mean, we was young, and...
Did you have sex at the workplace?
No, because I was busy at the workplace. But what made it bad was when she made her mail runs through the building, mm-hmm. she would try to find me to get to go on her runs with her. And then I'd be running away trying to hide. Like,
really?
I'm with my friends.
You trying to hide?
Yes, I'm with my friends. It was a big building. I'm with my friends.
Okay.
I think he's being honest.
I'm being honest.
Okay, mm-hmm. so you just kept the relationship to outside of the job.
I mean, yeah, she tried to see me at work. You know, she was fine, but uh-huh. it was a different time in my life.
It was just a physical attraction.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and I must say, Scott is in really good shape. Would you say that,
Tosh?
He's a nice-looking guy in good shape. So this must happen to you kind of often.
I mean, part of being a young man is you get hit on all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
It comes with the territory.
It comes with the territory. It comes from all over.
So women are just hitting on you.
All the time. You know,
at work.
Yes and no, and then yes.
You're going to have to do some clarifying there. I mean, look, I know in this day and age, women can be aggressive. Everyone, you know, sometimes, like we said this before, they see what they want and they go for it.
Mm-hmm.
You're a nice-looking guy, so I can see that. Is it a turnoff to you?
No, you always want a woman who knows what they want. You know, you don't want to play no games.
But men like to chase.
But you want to play for keeps, too.
Okay, but if playing for keeps mean... Do you want the girl that you're playing for keeps with, do you want to chase her or you want her chasing you?
I mean, it depends on the situation. You know, I think I'm real alpha and aggressive, so, you know, I do what I need to do to get where I need to be at.
So you will go for it when you see something you like.
Yeah, but if she comes to me,
he's okay with
that
too.
Men like the thrill of the chase and the hunt, but, I mean, if the deer shoots itself and straps itself to your car, you're going to take it home. I mean,
no, you just made my
job. You're kind of obligated.
Right? Really easy. Okay, so, Dave, you said you dated someone on the job before.
Yeah.
How'd that go? How did that come about?
It happened a few times, actually.
Okay, give us one good example.
One is still to this day, I believe I've mentioned before that of the top 10 things I regret in my life, I can trace 6 of them back to tequila.
Oh, yes, tequila's terrible.
Always tequila.
One of them was winding up with the only female partner at the accounting firm that I was working for at the time. At the company Christmas party.
Well, why does it always go down at the Christmas party?
It's like a movie.
Yeah.
So that was a thing.
So you woke up next to her?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, chewed your arm off?
She was still a good –
she was a good leg.
I was 23 at the time.
That means there were no regrets.
Oh, none.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Were you surprised that it happened?
Oh, God, yeah. Well, because it's one of those things where, like, she was very, like – uptight, reserved, professional, yet idiotic.
But you got that tequila in her.
And tequila in me, and then that was a thing. And then I was in her.
Tequila never lets you know when you're coming.
And, you know, we always forget to mention this, but we are drinking margaritas in the studio. And what kind of tequila do we have today? Maybe we should cut this short.
Combination tequila. Started off with 1800.
And Tosh made them. Tosh, they're really good margaritas today. So, Dave, you ended up with this buttoned up type.
Mm-hmm.
And you were kind of surprised that she let her guard down.
Totally.
And it was on.
Yeah.
What was the next day like at work?
You know what? I think we both just kind of took it for what it was and moved on. Like
it didn't happen again?
No. Not with her, no.
Okay. Who was somebody
else? He just moving on down the train.
Somebody else in the same office?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have to hear about this.
Well, no. So this was – and that was like 6 months later. And it was just one of those it was that – eventually someone you work with all the time just kind of like I based on conversations like she had a crush on me and was always hanging around and it was
you knew she had a crush on you
that night and then not only was this an office thing it was an in the office thing because we went back to the office and one of the conference rooms and it was a thing.
Actually did have sex
that
in
means
the
she got a camera somewhere.
No, this is before those days.
Okay. So, and that's interesting that you actually had sex in the office because they say that a lot of that is going on now. I never had sex in the office, but I have dated a coworker and I wouldn't suggest it. A lot of people say you should never date a coworker. However, that's like almost the number one dating ground right now. People are dating their coworkers like, and it's the number one place for affairs. Period.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, of course. 100%.
Period.
And I think it's a catch-22 because I think as women tend to bring their emotions to work should that situation happen. And I think that could cause for a lot of awkward situations. However, the catch-22 is that you're spending 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week with this person.
Or more, yeah.
And most of the time, you know what? It's a given. You're spending more hours with these people than you are with your family at home.
That's true.
So right here it says 85% of affairs begin in the workplace.
That's
85%.
A lot.
That's a lot. That's a big number.
You know, it's scary because if you have a spouse and they're going to work every day, some people think they're safe. They're looking at other ways that their spouse are cheating.
That'll never happen to me.
They're missing the main place.
Like, so according to statistics, if you're trying to have an affair, don't do it with someone at work.
Why not?
Or if you're trying to have an affair,
because you're going
to
get caught.
No, apparently these people aren't getting caught. That's why they're having them. Because, see, that's not out of the norm. When you start behaving outside of the norm, that's when the red flag goes up. Okay, he doesn't normally do this. She doesn't normally do this. But going to work every day is very normal.
And you don't think about going to work that you're going to have an affair because
it just happens.
All the times it starts off emotional. Mm-hmm. You start off with simple conversation, and then you start off developing a trust with this person, and then you're starting to tell them about mm-hmm. issues you might have at home or what you think, and conversations start generating, and now you start getting that emotional connection, which half the time, that's more dangerous than the actual affair.
See, it is.
My situation, see, it wasn't like that.
You just hold off, Scott.
I'm just saying, it wasn't like that.
We're going to get to you. We know yours wasn't an affair. But I do want to ask Dave. So you did have sex at the workplace,
mm-hmm.
Just once, or was this? It was an ongoing thing.
It's happened a couple times over the years.
Okay, was it exciting?
Oh God, yeah.
So is that why you did it? Or just opportunity?
It was there, and yeah, why not?
Why not?
Hey, I got a new office. Let's break in this desk. Yeah,
that's always a question. Why not?
Yeah. Why not? Okay, well, fair enough. So, Scott, you actually said you had two workplace flings. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm with somebody.
Right now. At the time of this situation, you were single?
Yeah,
single. You weren't dating anyone?
I was single. I didn't have nobody.
And this was a woman you worked with?
Yeah.
Did she come on to you?
Yes, see.
You know, okay.
He's doing a lot of hesitating with those answers.
No, I'm just trying to keep...
Okay, give us a little background of how this happened.
Okay, so basically, you know me. You know, I talk from my heart. I just talk whatever.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just saying. I'm real open. Be cool. I just talk about everything, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm real competitive, so I talk a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean...
And those biceps, they don't hurt.
I mean, I wear work clothes, so you can't see none of this.
Oh, we can see.
So basically, you know, you got everybody's number at work here in case you need to call them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during the work schedule, you know, you can call them.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm just hanging out one night. Actually, I was on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Even worse.
Right. I mean, look, I'm single, so, you know, I'm doing my thing. So I get a text like, oh, you talking all that shit in the office. I want to see what it's really about.
What shit? What shit was you talking in the office?
I was just talking about my wife.
Like, girl, you don't know what you missing over here. Is that
no,
girl?
No.
That...
I was just talking like, you know what I mean? Just to
keep so,
women
so,
no,
no, no, no, something's not right. If she texts you and said you're talking all this shit in the office, you was talking some shit in the office.
I'm playful, so you know, I'm like...
You were saying something.
I'm like, oh yeah, you know they be coming back to me. You know they can't live without me.
Okay, now we're getting to the truth.
You know,
okay.
So, you know, I turn the corner to the right. You know, I make sure it is where it is.
Okay. Okay, so you were...
parts of the story.
You were talking shit.
I was talking stuff, but it wasn't on the intention of catching anybody. I'm just talking, being goofy.
Mm-hmm.
And she texts me like, what's all this shit you talking? I don't see if it's for real.
Just out of the clear blue?
Out of the clear blue. So, you know, me, I'm like, this is weird. I'm on a date,
mm-hmm.
and then someone else hit me up on some what's going on type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, Scott, did you respond to that while you were on your date? While you were on your date?
He had to. How do you ignore that?
No, I didn't. I waited till the next day.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because what you do
Thank
is,
you.
I mean, okay. what you do is...
You were taking this in, trying to see, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if it's a setup, first of all. And then, you know, you got to feel like, okay, if it's bait in the water, you got to leave it in there for a minute to see if something hooked.
Uh-oh.
So,
Scott,
you know,
got some game.
A little bit. I learned a little through my years, you know. But, yeah, you know, she was older than me, too. And so, you know, she
How much older?
8-9 years.
Okay.
So, you know, she was... you know, I guess broke up with her baby daddy and stuff and all that stuff. And so
mm-hmm.
yeah, I guess she wanted a piece of me.
So you replied the next day.
Yeah.
When did it go down? Did you obviously went back to work before it went down, or did it go down before that weekend?
I went back to work. Went back to work.
And you saw her, and that was kind of awkward.
It was real awkward. Because, see, what made it awkward was she'd be saying stuff at work. I'm like, all right.
So, in front of people?
No, no. She would tell everybody leave.
And then she'd make comments?
Yeah, and then she'd make comments. Or try to like sneak.
You don't know what to do with this boy.
Sneak and touch me and stuff, you know.
Really?
So, yeah, it's crazy.
So you were being sexually harassed
pretty much?
Yes. I should file a complaint.
Did you feel like a piece of meat?
Actually, I did. I have feelings, ladies. I have feelings.
Okay. Lord. Well, you know what? I'm going to step in right there because in this little article here, it clearly says the internet, email, cell phones, and Facebook have made it all easier to cheat. And especially when you're in the workplace, you have emails. Emails now have Skyping situations where you could send instant messages. You got cell phones, just like in your case, Scott. She called you on her cell phone, mm-hmm. which was probably, was it a work cell
she
phone?
She texted.
No. It was my own phone. See,
but everybody has to have everybody's
that number.
At work.
Yeah, right. See, I'm glad you brought that up because then she was texting me nudes and stuff, and I was
what?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, and we'd be sitting back to back, so I had to act like it didn't happen.
See,
so we'd be back to back, and then you know I'd get a text, so I'd be like.
She's sitting behind you.
Back to back.
Texting you nude pictures.
Yeah.
And you just sitting there like,
I'm like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this?
What are you supposed to do with that?
Look, ladies.
What does a man do with that while he's at work?
Yeah, I mean.
You store it in your phone.
Okay, you know, obviously, and I'm just going to put it out there because we did say we talk about things. You know, obvious. Did you become aroused at work when she was sending these pictures?
I was more perturbed. I was like, what's going to happen?
Now, if he used the word perturbed, that's pretty powerful right there.
So you got these pictures, and you just kind of... So, but during the day, you're still crisscrossing paths with this woman. And but no sex is taking place at this point.
Not yet.
I have questions.
Go ahead.
What's up?
How do you get perturbed at nudity arriving on your phone?
Because you're trying to be professional. And then, you know, you get... A naked lady send you a picture.
And she's sitting right behind you.
She's sitting right behind you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, snap. Like, I'm trying to be in professional mode.
Now you're all screwed up
right.
in the head.
You know, your blood flow moves. So I'm like, oh, man. Like, let me get my head together.
Okay.
I got to make sure these questions are all right.
See, now this is the catch-22 that I'm talking about. Because now it gets to an awkward situation. You are trying to be professional, as you say.
Right.
And you got this girl.
Woman.
That is literally throwing herself at you in what sounds to be like a pretty desperate situation. She was desperate.
Yeah, look,
she sounds
what?
Desperate.
Yeah, because that's kind of, to me, that's crossing the line.
Now, see, is she desperate or is she aggressively going after what she wants?
And that's what I'm saying. You know, a lot of guys trying to talk
me,
to her.
To me, I think that's desperate.
So she was attractive.
I think that's desperate.
A lot of guys trying to talk to her. She chose me to go after her.
Why? Why do you think that? Were you not aggressive going after her and the other guys?
You were the one that was like
that
nah.
was hanging back.
I was look.
He
so,
was her challenge.
Look, yes. Like, yes, I believe in yin and yang. So if someone goes hard, you go soft.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you got to pull back a little bit.
Okay.
And then you got to see what they're going to do. And so you know, once you
but she it was no seeing. She was showing you.
And then, so she was playing hard to get for men though. So she like throw something out there and I'm like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then she kind of tried to pull back a little bit
mm-hmm.
until I cornered it. You know what I'm saying? And,
okay.
After a corner, then.
All right. Well, we definitely want to, when we come back from this break, we want to know what happened in this situation. So definitely we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back with more of Scott and his work situation. Enjoy.
And we're back with Two Divas and a Margarita, and we are talking about office romance today. And we left off with Scott sharing a situation. That's what I'm going to call it. The situation.
The situation.
Crazy.
The situationship.
Yes.
No relationship. Okay, and continue. So she's sending you pictures. Okay. Haven't had sex yet. You're
right.
Still working together. Very close quarters. And she's... sexting you, basically. And sending you nude pictures.
Right. So what happens is, okay, you know, she kind of throwing this stuff out there. So I call her on her bluff, and...
How did you call her on her bluff?
I was like, look, man, what's going on?
Was that a text?
I was like, what you doing on Saturday? What you doing?
Okay.
And she's like, oh, I'm not doing nothing. Blah, blah, blah.
Doing you?
Blase, blah, you know, women real indirect. You know, I'm not doing anything, which really means, like, I want you to come. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I'm like, okay. So we get the room. We go up there, do what we do.
Oh, okay. Right?
Okay, you got a room.
Do what we do. You know what I'm saying? Do what we do.
Was it all you expected?
Okay, so.
Uh-oh. That is never good.
It was cool. All right. it was cool.
Okay.
So.
Actually, Scott, let me ask you this. Do you have any regrets? If you had to do it all over again, would you get with people that you work with to that level?
I wouldn't do it now.
Y'all took it to a high level.
I wouldn't do it now. I mean, like, I don't live with any regrets. I mean, everything you do makes the person you are today. So, you know, it mm-hmm. is what it is. But, you know, we did our thing. You know, it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I got kind of a big ego, so she was kind of playing an ego thing on me. You know, mm-hmm. oh, you ain't done yet. You ain't this. You ain't
uh-huh.
that. And, you know, I'm pretty fit. So, you know, like, I do what I do. So, you know, we was done. And it was weird coming back to work.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear about.
And so we come back to work, and she's kind of person that kind of like, oh, I don't do this, I don't do that. You know, she's kind of real in the church, but I don't do this, I don't do that.
Oh, church
oh, yeah,
lady.
I'm not this, I'm not this, I don't do this. So, you know, it's a hard pill for me to swallow when you lying to me in the face.
Yeah, she's lying to everybody. So, you yeah. like, that just did you.
Right, so I got to look at you with a big wait, Kermit frog
yes,
eyes.
Yes, you do that, and you did that, and you liked that.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've never seen a girl actually do that before.
Right, so I'm like,
so,
oh,
so
okay.
She's still she was trying to still be the lady at work, I guess, in the freaking bed.
Look. That's your prerogative, but
so,
you know.
So how did this progress? Did you continue to have a sexual relationship with her?
Yeah, we you know what? We only had sex probably like 4 times, maybe.
Oh, never in the office.
Never in the office. Okay, see.
Oh.
She should try to like when no one's around, she tried to make out with me in the office and stuff. She'd be grabbing my stuff. I'd be like, dang. She'd pull it out. And I'm like, ah, man.
Where the rest of the coworkers?
Some days it was only me and her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, this is crazy, man. Like,
but you liked it.
It was cool.
You just keep saying it was crazy.
It was crazy, but it was cool. It wasn't super crazy, but
she's pulling
cool.
your junk out at work.
Yeah, it was cool.
Well, you got to understand, guy's definition of crazy. Like, there's weekend in a hotel room crazy. Then there's, like, boiled bunnies burn your house down crazy.
Right,
like,
right,
that's
right.
True. So you like the little craziness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because the little crazy ones, they're always the most fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's being able to recognize the difference between the two that's the problem.
Yeah.
Right. The one that's going to shoot you and the one that's going to, you know, lay
you
down.
Carve her name in the side of your right. car. Like right. that.
So at some point, her daughter wanted a PCU, right?
Oh, man, yeah.
Okay, so it gets more interesting.
This is way down the line. So, like, you know.
Dear Penthouse Forum. I never thought it would happen to me.
Right. So, okay.
The life
so,
I live.
Know, we doing the work thing, you know. She texting. I call her bub. Then she kind of feel bad. Like, well, you know, I just want to be with somebody that I'm going with, that I can do it to all the time. I'm like,
that's me. I mean, why you couldn't do it with her all the
because
time?
Because I wasn't going with her. She wanted me to commit. Like,
oh, she wanted a relationship.
Yeah, because I guess that's what she was used to. You know what I'm saying?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's crazy. So anyway, so, you know,
even everybody here at this in this studio knows that wasn't a relationship situation.
Exactly. See, they're making crazy at work.
You knew that from the beginning.
Yeah. It was so much tension. People at work be like, oh, y'all did stuff together. I'm like, I didn't uh-huh. do nothing with her. She's like, we didn't do nothing. But everybody be looking like, yeah, y'all did something. Like,
mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's talk about that for a minute because, hence, that's the problem with workplace
yep.
relationships.
Right.
How do you feel, how did you feel walking into the office knowing that people were probably looking at you, assuming that something happened between you and this girl? Were you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm crazy. I don't give a fuck, man.
So it didn't matter to you.
I was trying to make my money, so I don't really give a fuck. But
like,
I was okay with it. You know, for real, I was like, okay, I'm cool with people not knowing my business.
But let me just say this. A study published in the Western Journal of Communications found that most employees have negative perceptions of workplace romance, even though so many of them have taken part in them themselves and largely direct their annoyance or anger at the woman. So they weren't necessarily looking at him funny more.
Nope.
They're looking at her more funny. You know what I'm saying?
Just because.
I mean, yeah, just because.
I guess. I mean,
So you didn't have a problem with it.
No, I was like, okay, cool. I mean,
because that's like another notch on your belt. And if other men were pursuing this woman and you got it.
But they were.
You looking like
Why he's the hero.
You're the hero.
Yep.
And now the daughter wants a piece, so I want to hear about that.
Okay, so, you know, me and her start messing around. Then her daughter start working the place.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
It's too much.
Right? So, look, it's too much. And I believe the apple don't fall far from the tree at all. So, again, everybody in the office got each other's number. And so she texts me like,
the daughter texting you.
Yes.
Get
I was texting,
out.
I swear to God. And so she texts me like, oh, I heard you was talking all that stuff. Oh, what's that about? And I was like,
wait a minute.
Did the mother
tell her? Exact, yeah, what?
It was almost the exact same time. I was like, wow. Like, that's what you're going to
text. And so you were still talking stuff. You were still talking stuff in the office.
I'm goofy. I just talk all kind of crazy
stuff. Okay, so now she's saying, I want to know what
it's
about.
Yeah, she's like, oh, this guy's silly. He fun. I want to see
So you pretty about. Much developed a reputation in the office.
No, I didn't have. I have no reputation.
I'm assuming the daughter was younger than you.
Yeah, she was much younger.
Okay, so she had a little crush on you.
Yeah, I was smack dab in the middle between the ages.
Oh,
cool.
Lord. So did you get with the daughter?
No, we went on a date. Uh-huh. And then I was
Did the mom know about this?
No, and still don't know. So... I was like...
Hence the name Scott.
Right. So I was like, okay. And at the time, I was like, you know what? I'm all about honesty. I'm just going to throw everything on the table. You know, like...
Why would you want to do that?
No, because you don't want no stuff to come back on you. So basically, it was like...
So you told the daughter.
We was out, we was drinking, and I was like, you know what? She was like, oh, so-and-so told me that you and my mom used to mess around, da-da-da-da. I'm like, yeah, but that was years ago.
Was it?
Yeah. Yes, it had been years ago.
Okay.
She's like, oh, I can't believe that you got me out here like that. And da, 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 da,
you
da.
Got her out here like that.
Right? So.
Just like the Usher situation.
Right. So
she knew what she was walking into.
Yeah, she had pursued me so hard. I was like, okay, let's see what's going on.
Yeah.
And we didn't do nothing. I mean, we are still cool.
Did you not do anything because once she found out that you had banged her mom, she didn't feel she wanted to go there?
That's what it was. I mean, she would have been like, yeah, I would have did it. And then,
oh, you still with it? But she didn't want to go there.
I'd have put that in the books. I'd have been like, snotch, notch. People don't get those notches.
That's a big deal for a man.
That's a huge deal.
That's a certificate on the fridge.
A mother-daughter notch.
That is.
Yes, look, I'd go to my parents' house and put that in the fridge, and my dad would probably give me a high five.
Hey, son, good job, mother-daughter combo.
Right, you know, he put you aside like, why would you do something like that? And then, you know, he put you aside like, hey, good job, son.
Yeah.
No, it was how'd you do something like that?
I never did that. What'd you do, boy? So, yeah, that's that situation.
Okay, so that's it for your job situations? Is there anyone else at the... Are you at that current job now?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, like same company.
Same
but
company.
But what made it bad was, I didn't do nothing with the daughter. And then, like, right after that, she got pregnant by somebody. I was like, oh.
Ooh, yeah, you lucky. Oh, yeah.
Dodge that bullet.
Backflip that bullet.
Stay clear of that. Sorry. So, some reasons to date a coworker. Your shared passion at work can blossom into something bigger. You'll have better odds than at a local bar.
Is that so?
Which is interesting. And it could lead to marriage.
At work?
Yeah, lots of people meet their spouses at work.
Well, a lot of people don't also.
That's true, but a lot of people
people meet someone else's spouse at work, too.
Yeah. Wait, I got dap on that one. That was good.
That's true, too.
And here's some reasons not to date your coworker. Those uncomfortable conversations with HR and company attorneys explaining your love life. That could be bad.
That's why you keep on the low.
But a lot of people don't.
You know what, Cass? Sometimes HR don't even want to get involved in that.
Yeah,
but, you
like
know, there's these HR that want to know if you're dating a coworker. Like, why is it their business? Why do they need to know that?
Because in case it's like a rape case, and then they got to see if it's mutual or if at work they set the grounds for you to do it.
But can they really keep you from dating someone you work with? I don't think they can.
That's why you keep it on the low.
No, but Scott brought up a good point because now if the relationship goes left, mm-hmm. You could have a sexual assault case mm-hmm. if the girl gets mad enough.
But how is that the company's liability? You could have that at dating anyone, whether they're in the workplace or not, how does that become the company's liability?
Because the company's production that goes down, things like that.
Well, and not only that, but you have to worry about, because I mean, I've been an executive that had to deal with this nonsense before.
Yeah.
You have to worry about favoritism. Mm-hmm. You have to worry about preferential treatment.
If it's a subordinate situation.
No, not necessarily. Like, hey, you know what? I'm banging the girl in purchasing so that our orders get through quicker.
I'm getting all the purchases.
I'm getting, you know, I'm doing, you know, and
my sales is like, and then, boom.
You know, and, I mean,
what you doing? Bam.
You know what? Hey, you know, our computers are always working because she's doing the IT guy. Yeah. I mean, it's a thing.
Okay. Well, and then the other reason not today is being the focus of office gossip. Nobody wants that. It is a distraction. You even said that there's a lot of rumors going around about you and this woman.
Well, but in his case, they're not really rumors.
Yeah, they're not rumors. Yeah.
Okay.
They're not rumors. I just deny it.
And another reason not to date a coworker, because if it doesn't end in marriage, it will be awkward. So what is it like after you stopped kind of banging her? I mean, was it awkward?
It's cool. I mean,
so she pressured you into a relationship, or she let you know she wanted a relationship. You said, no, it's not going this way. And then it kind of stopped.
I didn't say it like that. She just wants something to sit on. I was like, all right. So I took her for what it was.
So was it a mutual agreement when you guys stopped?
Yeah. I mean, like, it kind of faded. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't going nowhere.
Yeah.
And she was a different spot in her life than me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, for sure.
I mean, she had a couple kids. Her daughter was like,
Just a few years younger than you.
We listen to the same music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just kind of faded apart. I mean, it wasn't like I hate you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes she'll text
me. But she would have, if you wanted the relationship, that would have been fine with her.
But it never would have happened.
Yeah. Okay.
So you pretty much made up your mind about that right from the get-go.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of knew where I wanted to place it at and what I had room for and what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, and it was what it was.
Okay. Any other office relationships?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, this is back when I was young. Okay. So I had another one. And I really liked this girl, too. But I didn't trust her because the way we hooked up.
Mm-hmm. How did y'all hook up?
So, you know, I would walk by and she would say stuff to me.
Hey.
She'd be like, hey, how you doing? She was a tall girl, too. So I'm like, okay.
I want to climb that mountain.
No, I didn't say that. She said she put her number in my phone.
Man, this kind of stuff is just always happening to you.
It's crazy. She put her number in my phone as sexy tall glass of water.
No.
So I said, okay. I mean, we was about the same age. So I'm like, okay.
All right.
So, you know, we get to talking, and she goes like, well, you know, I didn't have my place at the time. She's like, well, meet me here. I'm like, man, this address is far as hell. So I'm like, all right. So I got. So she's like, okay. She has me drive her there. She goes like, park down the block. I'm like, mm-mm. Park down the block.
That's never good.
At all.
Good sign.
So I'm thinking like, okay, man, like
you got a 2 mile walk to get home from there.
I'm like, oh man,
I'm about to get jumped.
I'm about to get killed. But the neighborhood was too nice to get jumped. So I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Mm-mm. Somebody chop me up.
She didn't want that car in front of her house.
So you know, tequila was involved. So I was like, fuck it.
So you had tequila prior to going.
Yeah. So she goes like, let me go in first, and I call you and tell me to come. I'm like, what? So she calls. I'm sitting in the car. She calls.
You're still going along with the plan.
Come on, you only live once. So I'm walking up, and she slides me in the back door. She's got to be real. She's
so to speak.
Be real. Yeah, but sort of speak. She goes, you got to be real quiet. I'm like, she's like, you got to be real quiet. So I'm like, okay. So we go into a room. We start kissing and stuff. And I'm just noticing stuff. And it's like, I look on the TV, it's a big old, like, love thing on the TV.
Ooh.
I look over again, and it's her and another guy. I'm like,
a picture?
Yeah, a picture. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So then she goes like, this is my boyfriend's parents' house.
What? No way. See, you are making this up.
I was waiting for either that or
she led you
into a breaking and entering situation.
Right.
And she didn't know where the whose house it was. Yeah.
Right.
I didn't see that coming at all.
Like, you know, that's ballsy.
So I'm in there. I'm like, oh, man. And she's like, you got to be quiet because his dad's upstairs.
What?
So I say, oh, man. I'm like, this is crazy. But, like, the closer you are to death, the hotter it is.
See?
You started sweating?
I started sweating. I was like, oh, man, my heart started racing.
Well, I'm still going to get this.
I'm going to get this. So we did what we did, right? So she's like, you can't go out the back because the lights will come on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, she's like, you got her at the front door. I'm like, at the front? She goes like, yeah, at the front. So I had to like ninja crawl up the front steps. And then like, so when I looked up.
Like a Mission Impossible theme playing yeah, in the background.
I'm thinking the whole time like, I got to get out. I got to get out. I got to tell the story to somebody. I
can't believe this stuff really happens in real life.
Like, I can't tell my dad I died. My mama, I died like this. No. Why was he over there? Like, he breaking in?
That's right. On his tombstone
red. They would have pinned a B&E on you. Yeah. You know that.
Hey, right.
Caught sneaking out of the bitch's boyfriend's parents' house. That's it.
So, really good picture, too.
So as I'm crawling, like, they had, like, an open foyer where you can see, like.
Had your buzz wore off, that
is? It was way off. I was real conscious. I was sneaking. So
lay low, creep a while.
So, you know, it's an open foyer, so you can see the, you know, like, how some rooms have the second level where you can see a hallway between the second level. I can see the daddy in the chair asleep with the TV on.
Oh, shit.
So I ninja crawled out of the house, and I was gone. And so it was fun. Then me and her messed around for another, like, year and a half.
What? Not at the boyfriend?
No. We was done with that by then, but, you know, it was exciting.
Okay, but what? I don't understand. Why the boyfriend's parents' house?
Because for the thrill.
Was she living there with?
Yes.
Okay, so that's where she lived.
Yep.
You all couldn't get a room?
She was just plain stupid.
She was. She was out cold.
She was playing the thrill game.
She out cold.
She is.
She was. That's why I never went with her. She's
I want to know what the story would have been if they got caught.
So you continued to see her.
I've been fighting my ass off if I got caught.
She would have. And I'm going to have to say he would have won. Because I know. You continue to see this girl knowing she lived with her boyfriend and his parents. And so was it like any other close calls?
No, she had moved out and then she had her own spot. So we went over there.
Okay. But was she still dating the guy?
No. She wasn't.
Okay.
She's always a.
But had it happened differently, you would have given this girl a chance.
No.
You wouldn't?
No, I got a trial period. If I can't trust her, I can't trust her.
Yeah, okay.
He walked into that not trusting her.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was fun, but
yeah.
I knew what the deal was.
Yeah.
So is that it? Is there any more office? I mean, you seem like you can pull these off from under your sleeve all day.
No, I mean, the one lady texted me the other day, oh, I wanted to kiss you so bad. I'm like, come on.
Wait, is this another?
That's the same one.
The older lady?
Yes.
Now she wanted to get it again?
Yeah. Every time she sees me, she says something crazy. But.
Well, I think that's just what it is.
That's what I'm saying.
It's on the table. You know you can get it whenever you want.
Yeah, but I don't even mess with it. I ain't messing it in years. So yeah. I just leave it off table.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right.
Well, moving right along.
Moving right along. You said you never dated anyone in the office, Tosh. No. So,
what about you, Little Miss Question?
I did. I said I did. I absolutely have dated someone at work. It's not my norm. Because it is, we didn't work out, and it is uncomfortable to see this person. Yeah. It's like, oh, not this motherfucker.
Shit.
You know, you trying to go to the kitchen another route because you
don't want to walk by that person's desk.
Start wearing big-ass baggy clothes.
Yeah.
You got to sit in meetings.
It can be, so I get that. It can be really uncomfortable. But if it's the right person, I am not opposed to dating at work because I do know a few people who have met their spouse and they've been married a long time. And I don't think you could just totally rule that out. But I think there's got to be some rules. You know, there's got to be. I don't think you should let everyone at the job know.
Oh, hell
keep
no.
Keep it on the low.
Yeah. Keep it. Definitely. That is rule number one. Keep it on the low. And if it does go left and it doesn't work out, nobody really was any wiser.
Plausible deniability.
Yeah.
It's not what you know. It's what you can prove.
But I didn't do it.
See, but I think that would be something really hard to keep on the low.
It just depends. It depends on the workplace and how closely you work with this person.
Right.
You know. If you work in the same place but different departments, maybe.
Well, and not only that, but people love to talk shit no matter what.
They do.
Like Thursday night, we had our meetup. I got asked by four different people about two different women.
So you like the player, Dave?
No, and I'm like,
do you have a girlfriend?
Dave, old school.
No.
I like that.
I'm like, she's running our social media. She does one of our shows. No.
Okay.
So do you have a girlfriend?
No, actually, I'm married.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
See, I did not know that.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So you're married. So all
second
of this,
time around.
This all of this happened back in your player days.
Exactly.
I'm guessing. So dating at work. You did a lot?
I won't say a lot. I mean, it was...
It was easy.
Yeah.
Which it sounds...
Accessible.
Well, you know, fish, barrel, film at 11.
But you know, when you really think about it, I'm single, but the people that I spend the most time with really are the people that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I am... There's a big part of me that says, no, draw the line here. If mm-hmm. you're in the office with me, it's not a comfortable situation.
Yeah.
You know, and I know where I work. I know the department I work in, and it would just be hard. Mm-hmm. I'm an emotional person anyways. I wear my emotions on the sleeve. So if I was dating somebody in the office, they would know if we had a fight.
Yeah.
And I would walk in with attitude all
so
day
So you couldn't
long.
Hide it?
I couldn't hide it.
Company production's down. Department C.
My emails get angry. You know? But I wear my heart on my sleeve.
But
and
would
I know
you? I mean, let's... Just forget where you work now.
Okay.
Would you?
I would if it is a situation where the person is not in my face all day.
Okay.
So if that person was in a whole different department, if that person was just not it, like on the grounds that I'm at, mm-hmm. it would be different. Because I wouldn't run into that person going to the kitchen. I wouldn't run into that person in mm-hmm. in meetings. It would be... It would really have to be worth it. It would have to be something really serious.
But, I mean, statistically and anecdotally, I mean, it's more likely to be the person that you are closer with
yeah.
all the time. Because, yeah. I mean, that's who you're getting to know better.
Yeah. Exactly. 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
40 hours a week.
So if you saw a really hot guy at work, you don't know who he is, but he you know he works there with you.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily work with him. And would you want to get to know him if you felt attracted to him?
If I don't necessarily have to work with him, I would be open to it.
Okay.
I would be open to it.
Okay.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you done with office romances, Scott?
I don't think
I don't
is.
Even know if we want to call these romances. I mean.
I think he's just done with chapter four. We haven't even started with chapter five
I think
yet.
There's more to come from Scott. You know, he could write a memoir.
You gotta keep it brief.
Okay. Because you're a young man. Are women coming on to you a lot? I'm curious.
I think as a young black man and you're not incarcerated and you don't have any kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you don't really fit the mold.
Well, they don't know all that when they see you.
Yeah, they do. They know. They, look
they know you're not incarcerated.
No, they look at me. I ain't got no jail tats. You know what I mean? I ain't got hardened eyes.
Okay, so women approach you.
Sometimes. And then sometimes, you know, when I was out there, you know, I'd approach women. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a two-way street.
So you found a good girl.
I did.
How long you been together?
For a while.
What's a while?
Been dating 5.5
Ooh,
years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Do you live together?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Does she know about your history?
Sort of, ish, kind of. We're pretty open.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, but...
She know you kind of was loose in the day. Would you say that was loose? Was
no.
you a hoe?
No, it wasn't. I'm not no hoe. Hoe's a mind frame. I wasn't a hoe. I was. Hoe means you don't have no discretion.
Okay.
So I mean,
you was particular about your office.
I had some
banging.
Discretion.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, you got to get your experience up. So.
You do. You don't. You were not married.
No, I wasn't married.
I'm free to do what you want to do.
Yeah, and then you know what I'm saying, and your experiences make it better for the next person. So,
okay,
and then depending on who you with, they can teach you certain things you learn and stuff. So,
so she's reaping the benefits of this older woman,
or whoever else.
Good for her.
So,
are you going to marry this girl?
Yeah, I'm gonna be with her.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just. I'm getting old, so I gotta drop some kids out or something.
You know what I'm saying? When you know she's the one.
I mean, but yeah, but like I said, I need to drop out a 10-year-old. Like, bah.
Yeah, you don't want them to start at infantry.
I needed to come out with cognizance.
See, the problem is you spend 2 years teaching them to walk and talk, and then you spend the next 16 telling them to sit down and shut up.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay,
well,
Scott,
it don't work like
this question.
Scott.
Yes.
Is your relationship exclusive?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so it sounds like she's the one. What's the holdup? What are you waiting for? 5 years?
It don't never be the right time.
Well,
so.
What does that mean?
Look, as a man, sometimes you feel like you want to have your stuff together before
okay.
you're with the person. You know what I mean?
I
and sometimes
that.
On the female and just like, well, if you love me, just do it. Okay. You know what I mean?
We do think like that.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, it's a middle of the road kind of thing. You know, I ain't never been married before. She ain't never been married before. So it just kind of, it's going where it needs to be.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, we definitely enjoy having you here. Are you done with all your, that's it?
I got stories for days, but if we out of time, we out of time.
Well, we are definitely going to have you back because I enjoyed this conversation. How about you, Tosh?
Yeah, we had a good time. We How always have you? A good time in here.
You, Dave.
Always. Always a good time.
Well, I think we're going to wrap it up for today. And next week, we will be back talking about divorce. You can definitely catch Two Divas and a Margarita on Facebook and hopefully a website coming soon. So take care. This is Cassie B.
And I'm Tosh, and we had a good time. Look forward to seeing you guys next week, Sunday at 4.
Have a good one. Bye.